Acosta weighed the Indians as Jews theory, but eventually dismissed it, because Indians were not circumcised. Besides, he explained, Jews were cowardly and greedy, and Indians were not. Others did not find his refutation convincing. The Lost Tribes theory was endorsed by authorities from Bartolomé de las Casas to William Penn, founder of Pennsylvania, the famed minister Cotton Mather, and the Book of Mormon. It explained both who had crossed over from Asia and when they had done so. In 1650, James Usher, Archbishop of Armagh, calculated from Old Testament genealogical data that God created the universe on Sunday, October 23rd, 4004 BC. So august was Usher's reputation, wrote historian Andrew Dixon White, that his dates were inserted in the margins of the authorized version of the English Bible and were soon practically regarded as equally inspired with the sacred text itself. According to Usher's chronology, the Lost Tribes left Israel in 721 BC. Presumably, they began walking to the Americas soon thereafter. Even allowing for a slow passage, the Israelites must have arrived by around 500 BC. When Columbus landed, the Americas had been settled for barely 2,000 years. The Lost Tribes theory held sway until the 19th century, when it was challenged by events. As Lund Head in Brazil, British scientists discovered some strange-looking human skeletons jumbled up with the skeletons of extinct Pleistocene mammals. The find, quickly duplicated in France, caused a sensation. To supporters of Darwin's recently published theory of evolution, the find proved that the ancestors of modern humans had lived during the Ice Ages tens or hundreds of thousands of years ago. Others attacked this conclusion, and the skeletons became one of the casus belli of the evolution wars. Indirectly, the discovery also stimulated argument about the settlement of the Americas. Evolutionists believed that the Eastern and Western hemispheres had developed in concert. If early humans had inhabited Europe during the Ice Ages, they must also have lived in the Americas at the same time. Indians must therefore have arrived before 500 BC. Usher's chronology and the Lost Tribes scenario were wrong. The 19th century was the heyday of amateur science. In the United States, as in Europe, many of Darwin's most ardent backers were successful tradespeople whose hobby was butterfly or beetle collecting. When these amateurs heard that the ancestors of Indians must have come to the Americas thousands of years ago, a surprising number began to hunt for the evidence that would prove it.